That's one of the highlights toward the end of the summer, seeing those youth projects, the 4-H FFA projects, and just helping out those young people, too, with their projects. And it's just tremendous seeing a lot of the business community when they have the auction and helping raise money for those, basically their scholarship funds going forward, their education. And it's a skill set that we dearly need in our community, those young people learning for tending the animal, raising the animal, economics behind it, the cost to feed, buying that animal, balancing all out. And sometimes, that's not always a positive number, but that's a part of business. That's a part of learning and experiencing and just getting out there and meeting the buyers. I know I have a number of young people stop by the farm and had sent me letters to come participate. It's a good learning experience. Plus, all the other families that come out see agriculture firsthand. You feel the animal, smell the animal. It's the full aspect of what agriculture is about, and it's an opportunity for our diverse agricultural community to go and represent themselves, and along with other activities that we have. And it's just, and I also want to do a good shout out to all the volunteers that put the fairs on throughout Ottawa County. We have 3 fairs, and it takes, when you see a program like that, bringing hundreds of thousands people in, it doesn't happen just happenstance. That's year-round planning. It all goes throughout the whole state of Michigan. We have an association, MAFA, there, Michigan Association of Fairs and Festivals, and they do a tremendous job. We have the UP State Fair going on right now up in Escanaba. I was up there 2 years ago, and it's a great venue we have there. So statewide, it's fair season. It's just good to get that tangible understanding of what's going on in agriculture in our hometown communities.